wherever we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salam comes or his title, make sure we read Durood Sharif with our tongues moving and with our lips also moving. That all these ash'ar were all in the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Medina Sharif, a mu'min, naturally Durood should have been on our tongue. But what I noticed, my eyes are gone weak also, didn't see anyone's really lips moving, anyone's tongue, all were tight-lipped. Whereas this was the time that Durood Sharif should just be flowing on our tongue all the time. Allah give us all tawfiq. And as Maulana mentioned, with the barakat of Durood Sharif, yeah, in this dunya also we'll find peace and so on, akhirat also. Any majlis in which Durood Sharif was read, we'll see the great benefits of it even in akhirat. So Allah give us all wish tawfiq to read Durood and verbally with our tongues, our lips moving also, not only in our heart. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istata. Alhamdulillah munshir khalq min adami thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Yeah, in this dunya's life, we are always faced with challenges, difficulties. The whole virus thing, which is subsided somewhat, hopefully forever, inshallah, that will cause that. And at the moment now in South Africa, all the kidnapping cases we are hearing, which is also causing concern to many people. But the solution, as we heard in the Ash'ar also, are all in our deen. We follow Sunnah, we'll have complete protection. And where we fall short, our yaqeen. We don't have yaqeen on the amal which has been shown in our deen. On insurance policies, we'll have yaqeen. Having a bodyguard, we'll have yaqeen. Paying our premiums for our all the policies, we'll have trust in that. Our burglar bars, our security system, we'll have trust. But on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unfortunately. For example, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's hadith, a person when he leaves home in the morning and he reads Bismillah, which we all know, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then that person, he's got wuqita, he's got his protection for the day. Kufita, all his needs for the day are fulfilled also. Hudita, his hidayat also. All this fitness of modernism and all this various fitness. Just by reading that dua, I ask myself, do we read these duas? And shaitan moves away from that person also. Shaitan can't interfere with you. What can kidnappers interfere then with you? What can anyone else, the tax man or whoever, gangsters, what can they interfere with you? But we haven't got that yaqeen. We have to build that yaqeen. That is the reason we come here. That is the reason reading kalima, la ilaha illallah, 100 times a day will have so much power, and it will increase this yaqeen in our hearts. And it is necessary that we realize, we saw over this period, that many people who had great words of yaqeen on their tongue, but when the crunch came, then they also submitted to all things alien to deen. And they also forgot all the words of iman and yaqeen. So that iman and yaqeen has to come into the heart. And for that reason, this amal are very, very necessary. As Maulana was explaining, and this going to Masjid al-Quba, once we were in Masjid al-Nabawi, at that time it was open, tabligh programs used to take place in Masjid al-Nabawi. After the program, after Fajr on a Saturday morning, Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, caught my hand and said, we're going to Quba. So, Allah make me maaf, according to our thinking, I thought that we once perhaps that being South African, we got money, so I'll take a taxi and we'll go. So I offered a taxi, he reprimanded me. He said, no, we'll go walking. I said, so far walking? He said, no, we'll go walking. And all the back route is so closed. When you go by road, you have to go all the long route, it takes long. And then all along, he taught me all different duas, morning, evening duas. And he taught me, and that is what is necessary. Many of us will go in jamaat and we say, oh, and we encourage them, they say, but no time, we have to do best, we have to make mulaqat. Then where's the time for the duas? But a man like Bhai Abdul Wahhab, what a man in jamaat, a pillar of the jamaat. In the time of, he was the person who saw Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, stayed in the company of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, but he was so pavant on his morning, evening dua. And he taught me all, read this dua, this benefit, read this. And before I knew, we were there in Quba. Once there was a ijtima, international ijtima, yeah, in Azadbar, and after the ijtima, yeah, in the masjid for the old workers, there were programs that carried on. After Fajr, just sitting here somewhere, then Abdullah Wahhab was sitting here also. And he was busy reading all his wazifa. And he had like a card diary where you put your cards in that plastic. So then I asked him, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the opportunity to be free with him. I said, since when you believe also in ta'wizat? All your ta'wizat. So he says, not ta'wizat. It's on my morning, evening du'as that I'm reading. So they were so pavan and regular with the du'as. This is our solution. If we read this du'a, and al-khayru kathirun, there are a lot of avenues. As Maulana explained, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, our Buzurg say, as many as the breath of people what they take. Some say as many people, some say as many as the breath of the people. So many roads Allah has opened to reach Allah. وَفَاعِلُهُ قَلِيلٌ. But the doers of it are very few. Though the roads are so many and so sahal, so easy. But sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. Ajmal tariqa hai. Akmal tariqa hai. But we will prefer the filthy, dirty ways of the West. That we will get up also, stretching our hands, yawning and funny ways, whereas what a modest, beautiful way Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam teaching how to get up also. Allahu Akbar. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then if we read our Fajr with Jamaat, that is for the man, that person is zimmatillah. He is in Allah's trust. And let and dare anyone interfere in the trust of Allah. Allahu Akbar. We got all the solutions, but we are not applying them. And we haven't got yaqeen on them. Allah, give us that yaqeen. A person who reads the three quls, takfika min kulli shay, it is protection, it is sufficient for you from everything. As we are sitting here, ask us this morning, who of us read our three quls? On a daily basis, after Fajr, after Maghrib, who reads the three quls? Allah Ta'ala give us topic, our protection is there. What we worried about anything? If we are worried about all those things, we are worried that we must make sure we come and go on different routes, change our timings regularly, all those things. But who is worried of reading the du'as? And that is our complete protection. The sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, where can there be anything superior than that? The greatest it is. So we read our morning, our three quls every morning, every evening. Allah give us more tawfiq. A person who reads three times, A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. And then the last three ayahs of Surah Al-Hashr. 70,000 malaika made dua for you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that see that those people who have this yaqeen, what their attitude is. He said that Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali in one ijtima said, I don't start my morning's work. I don't have my breakfast until I don't put 70,000 farishtas making dua for me. You have one bodyguard, two, three bodyguards. Allah is giving you 70,000 bodyguards. They are in the duas of the malaika, mustajabun qat, there is no doubt in their duas being accepted. But we won't do it. Even now, after I've said it also, Allah make us maaf, still we won't do it. We will be particular about our insurance, about our premiums, about our locking our doors. But this we will still miss out. Allah give us tawfiq. And then if you die the day you read it, you die the shaheed. Allahu Akbar. What a great thing to... It's just reading that simple. It takes perhaps not even a minute to read it. And if you die, you die as a shaheed. If you read it at night after Maghrib, and then hurry up to read it. Don't waste time in other things. And make sure this we do first. So Allah, give us tawfiq. Ayatul Kursi we read. Oh, what protection. Full protection in Ayatul Kursi. But how many of us read? We should be reading after every Farz Namaz. Where we should try and read it where there are Sunnate Mu'akkada after the Farz. Read it after that. But how many of us read it? Such a shaitan is fitted, such a spring in us, that the minute salam is made, we just jump up. And we just have to rush out from the masjid. We can't sit in the masjid for a little while. The masjid is the house of the believer. It's the refuge of a musalli. Masjid is a place when you enter, you feel comfortable, you feel at ease. But how many of us are? And our condition, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا قُسَالًا. When we get up to make namaz, like lazy people, lethargic, disheartened, not with that enthusiasm. How many of us that we look forward to namaz? I'm going for the namaz. And not as a duty, but as a hobby, as a passion. And we find, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the coolness of my eyes is proverbial, which means great enjoyment. Allah has put for me in my namaz. Today our enjoyment till the last moment we are watching the cell phone. Immediately we made salam, we are watching the cell phone. That one person, Imam in Surat, the Mutawalli, he was in charge of a number of masjid. And he should check on the different masjid, make namaz, different namazes in different masjid. He made Zuhar in one namaz, the Imam made salam, and as soon as he made salam, he said, who scored you? There was a score. There was some cricket match, some whatever match. Now, what's the score? Who hit the six? What tickets were, wickets were taken? He said, forget the score, you are fired. Your whole namaz was in cricket. And as soon as you made salam, that wasn't cell phone time. Otherwise, he should take out and check what's the score on the cell phone. He asked, what's the score? And this is our condition. And Ayatul Kursi, reading our wazifas, etc. So many things of protection. So there, and to mention too many is also not necessary. And just to do this few, just read our dua whenever we leave the home, and so easy. Adino yusrun, yuridullahu bikumul yusra. Allah wants to make things easy for us. And reading lot long wazifas and lot duas and going to scratch out and take out some duas which are tongue twisters and that, no necessity. We're not reading Bismillah. And the simple, which is so great to read Bismillah. We're not reading Bismillah. When we're eating, we're not reading Bismillah. In India, when we were there, it was common if a person comes to a hotel restaurant, they call restaurants also hotel commonly, and he hasn't got money to pay for the food, then they will make him wash dishes, scrub the floor, or take how much the food it was, they will take work from him. So when we eat, we are also not paying. We're not thanking our wives who are preparing the food. And man lam yashkuri nas lam yashkuri Allah. Till we don't make shukr to mankind, Allah doesn't accept that shukr also. First make shukr to mankind, to who has made, done a favor to you. We know, we go and eat at somebody's place. Dr. Mayat was in Petersburg, marhum, a lover of the Quran. Once we had lunch at his place, Friday afternoon, then I took my rest, and he was sitting in his surgery, adjacent, next to his surgery, and no patients came, and I was sleeping, but I could hear in the background, the whole time he was reading Quran Sharif. He established his hips class also, and any boy that doesn't come, he personally will go to the house, and will bring that boy. Anyway, once he said that a white person, non-Muslim, had meals at his place. After the meal, he told him, doctor, to tell your wife, thank you, she prepared this meal. He told his wife. The wife said, how many pious, good people came to our house. Till today, nobody told me thank you. Today, this man, what a lesson, what a shame for us. What a blow in our face for those who claim that we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we haven't got this basic shukr in our lives. We don't make shukr to anyone. Now, how lot shukr we have to make. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq of these few basics, and then we don't have to have any worry whatsoever. Today we make sure, I must lock every door. We'll go and check it again, double check also. Is the alarm on? Is it the alarm working also? We'll check also. We'll make sure we have haram insurance policies, medical aid policies. We'll make sure we pay the haram premiums also. But if we are not concerned about, and yet we are speaking now not to other people, to who are regarded as pious people, those people who we would also regard ourselves, others would regard us that these are pious people. And this is our condition. No bismillah on our tongue. We don't read our wazifas. We don't read our duas. But we are very much busy with our cell phones, our own discussions and our talks. After say with the ladies also, we have some programs, they just make the short namaz, you have to suffer two rakats. Whereas you've got time, there is no, you won't make the full namaz, of course, faraz you can't make full when you have to suffer, but the other sunnahs, etc., there is time. And if we also consider, we have our meals, clothing for example. For men, if one piece of cloth from the navel to the knee is enough, if that is enough. But we have got so much. We've got a kurta, we've got a vest. And what is the purpose of the vest? Perhaps we never thought, is there any purpose of it? We've got everything, topi, sunnah, but we can, if we haven't got the money, but we have got all this. And besides this, when open our cupboards, forget the woman's cupboard. The amount of kurtas we got, the new kurtas which we haven't touched still also, the amount of shoes, boxes of shoes, which we haven't opened also, the amount of socks we have got, and everything else, and then how many other material we got for unsewn kurtas, how much we have got stored up, and other people who haven't got anything to wear, in so many, around us, everywhere. But anyway, all this extra, and our namaz, our faraz also, we cut in corners. We are taking shortcuts. We're not reading our namazes as required also. Zuhar 12 rakats, who of us make 12 rakats? Asar 8 rakats. 4 rakats is just our standard. Sometimes perhaps, by mistake perhaps, we have to now, we will make our 4 sunnahs also. Whereas that should be standard. Maghrib 7 rakats at least, we should read more. Isha, read our full, but we don't read that. And together with that, as that lady of Trinidad who passed away recently, all her namazes, and then all her nafal namazes also, all with the daily namazes, fajr, 4 rakats, zuhr 12, asr 8, all full she reads. And then all ishraq, awwabin, etc. ask ourselves above Israq or Wabin Tahajjud. That also we are not doing. Who will make an extra 2 rakahs? For our food we are eating, one place we went to, supper was after Maghrib, after Asr, a tea. And the tea is nafal, it's not compulsory. If you feel that 3 meals are compulsory, the brothers of Morocco, when they went for arriving Jamaat the first time, and the ulama also came, Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, asked them, what do you people define as piety? Who will you regard as a pious person? So they were hesitant with other respect, etc. Then they said, you people have 3 meals a day. In other words, you are not pious. But us, a pious person is a person who only eats 2 meals a day. And if we study the sunnah, the real is 2 meals a day. But we can't do without 3 meals, and without the afternoon tea, without a nice chef. How much extra? All that we want, and if we are deprived little of it, we will complain. If the wife is tired, she can't make it, she can't present it to us, we'll have a complaint. And our nafal namazes, we won't do two rakahs extra also. That is a burden for us. It is an impossible thing for us. So we should realize, and we are created, as explained, Bonner explained, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have been created solely for Allah. لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ. We're not asking you to earn your own rosy also. We are promising we will give you your rosy. But today rosy is our first farad. And it is farabun ba'd al-farayd. After we fulfill our deeni farayd, then you may earn your rosy. But that is our first farida. And haram avenues we will choose. Our children, where they'll get rosy? They must go university. And we're putting them not in the lion's den, not in the lion's mouth, in the most filthiest place of shaitan we are putting them. And we are saying we are fulfilling their duty of earning rosy. Allah Ta'ala guide us. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The simple, we call it simple, but strong, mighty, the sunnah, one sunnah. And Allah create that attitude in us, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُلَىٰي الْهُمَطَىٰ. And sunnah is not just our clothing, and now we are in sunnah. Sunnah is how we treat our wives also. How many of us, our families, we say openly, we're not on talking terms. Haram it is to not to be on talking terms. With our family, we don't talk also. We don't thank them also. We don't appreciate also. And a man is supposed to have broad shoulders. Shoulder, accommodate, allow. Women have got their moods also. Allow their moods for them. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that women will have their vibes and their ways. Accommodate, allow it. Don't be now so hard and strict on them and that. But how many of us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amongst you, he is best to his wives. And I am the best to my wife. But we, how are our treatment with our wives? One perhaps cause also, we have to face it in the face. That the cause of, one of the cause of this feminism, they couldn't lift their face feminism if we were fulfilling the rights of women. It should have flied right into their face. That the Muslim men, how they treat their women. Where can we say rights of women? If we want to learn rights of women, go to Muslim men. At one time in India, it was famous that the Hindu men, women, prefer to marry Muslim men. Because the Hindus drink a lot of wine. And when a person is drunk, how can you live with such a person? Though things have changed, Allah make it easy and guide, let us understand. What a beautiful explanation Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh gave when he was taking a morning walk in a park, and the beautiful flowers that are on the tree, and then after some time they fall down, they're on the ground. So he said that, look at these flowers, so beautiful, they were on the tree, everyone admired them. And flowers, leaves, the trees are giving off oxygen. Everyone was benefiting. But when a breeze blew and blew those flowers down, now we're walking on those flowers. From what we benefit properly, so much, now we are walking and trampling upon them. and then the garden servers will come and gather all these flowers and put them in dustbin bags. And then they will take them and go and dump them in a dumping place. So he gave the example, we as Muslims at one time, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all who practice on deen are like the flowers on everyone admired. Everyone benefited from them. Muslims benefited, non-Muslims, animals benefited from them. The creation, the birds, insects, all benefited from them. But when we lost contact with the tree, we lost contact with our deen, with sunnah, and we fell down. We became inclined to dunya. We were in the lofty places of Jannah. Now we inclined to dunya. Dunya is our object now. I must my business, my house, my car, all those are our priorities. My garden, my holidays, my lifestyle, and all that also, not only we giving it preference, but we doing it in the ways of the worst people of the world, who are worse than animals, and we find honor in doing it in their way. So now we have fallen down. Now the world is trampling upon us. The kuffar are taking full advantage. Muslim governments, they are by name only. The Muslim rulers, they are fully under the control of the kuffar. Everyone, so much so today that how many of our ulama are controlled by the kuffar also. What the kuffar want them to say, what they want them to do, and through them what they want the ummah to do, they are using them also. So today this is our condition. Allah, and some solution, and one very important thing also, that in all matters, it's not a matter of just criticizing, not a matter of condemning, it's a matter of seeing the problem and finding the solution. And till Qiyamah, Islam is till Qiyamah, definitely the solution is there. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained to us that when Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and Kunu is Amr. And in Amr is istimrar, continuity, that all the time be in the company of the sadiqeen. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. So it was fazlan, that is, as from Allah to His own side. It was wajib on Allah that Allah will definitely keep sadiqeen alive. It is impossible, Allah gave us a command, do this and you can't do it. Be with the truthful people and there are no more truthful people. The world is empty, what we say, no more pious people. There are no more buzurgs, are all gone. What is the stupid thing Shaitan has put in our minds? That all the pious people are gone, there are no more pious people. When Allah said, be with the pious people, Allah will see to it that everywhere there are pious people. We just, it's a matter of looking for them. I usually say in a little lighter way that many times we should make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and then Appa should ask me that we hear heard a lot of big buzurgs in Kaaba, in Haram Sharif. I don't see any of those buzurgs. So just jokingly, I should tell her who's walking next to you. Don't you see? And we don't see the buzurg. We're looking far, but who's right near? Our, you can see the whole world. We can't see the nose which is under the eye. But that was just light-hearted. Reality is something else. Allah grant us all to be. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولِ, what the Rasul has given to you, الرَّسُول, defined Rasul. That is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fakhudhu, command of Allah, get hold of it. And khudhu, azdu alayha bin nawajid. Firmly, mustn't lose your hand in any way. Make sure every sunnah. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he stops you from, full stop. Hard breaks, power breaks apply immediately whenever it will come. So that is what the position of sunnah is, which Allah in the Quran has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Any crown prince or clown stupid who says we don't need hadith and we will only follow Quran. Quran is saying وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا, and what a command, وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. We become so blind. Manana Harun Duma, Allah reward him, of Kempadon. What a beautiful point he taught. He came to his mind, we were sitting, and he explained that the Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was from monkeys. Their big guru is Shaitan, who taught them all this. And they are following Shaitan. But Shaitan, their biggest guru, their biggest God, he himself said to Allah Ta'ala, directly to Allah, he said, خَلَقْتَنِي, you created me. He didn't say I'm from a monkey. خَلَقْتَنِي, you created me, Ya Allah, مِن نَار. You created, وَخَلَقْتَهُ, خَلَقْتَ. You created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam min teen. He himself admits that they are not from monkeys. So where are they, who are they following there? The atheists who don't follow Allah Ta'ala, and their guru, their big devil, who is their leader, he himself admitted and said, till Qiyamat Allah recorded it, and not one, two places in the Quran. How many places in the Quran? That Allah, you created me, and you created Adam alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, so clear the matters are. But when a person becomes blind, what is right clear in front of his eyes, he can't see. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion in a train journey, and long train journeys, a conversation starts with fellow passengers. So one person told Qari Sahib that I don't believe in the hadith, I only believe in the Quran Sharif. So Qari Sahib said, what you are telling me, what I understand, is that you are saying you believe in the hadith. He said, I'm telling you in plain, simple, clear words. Few times this exchange. Then he said, you are called Hakimul Ummat, the wise of the Ummat, and you can't understand these words of mine. I'm telling you I don't believe. Qari Sahib is insisting that what you are telling me, I understand that you, from what your words, you believe in hadith. Then Qari Sahib explained, asked him, that who told you the Quran is Quran Sharif? Did Jibreel alayhi salam come? Did your father tell you, your mother told you, who told you? He said, the hadith told us that the Quran is the word of Allah. The Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, he brought wahi to me, whole kitab, kitabul wahi, kaifa kana badul wahi, all that explanation, who told, is the hadith that told. He got a shock himself. He said, I didn't know what I believe in. I didn't know myself what I'm believing and what I'm not believing in. And that is mine and your condition also. What apologies. That we hardly got bird brains, the sawdust also gone out of the brain. And we're still thinking we're very clever. And we know everything. This person was like a very intelligent person. He said, I didn't even know what I'm believing in. Now you open my eyes. He said, may Allah reward you. You open my blind eyes. And now I realize I was believing in hadith, otherwise you can never believe in Quran Sharif. And what a position Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the greatest laudable praises Allah put on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever will follow the Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah ta'ala. It is like a sheikh says, in fact, people ask Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that you are gone old, after you have left the world, who should we connect ourselves of your khulafa? He says, many of my khulafa, I gave khilafat, but they're keeping no contact with me. So I don't know what their condition is, so I can't tell you anything about them. Those who are keeping contact and I know their condition, I can advise you keep contact with them. And if a sheikh says this khalifa of mine, he you can trust. If you follow him, you are following me. If you do what he says, you are doing what I say. What a laudable position for that khalifa. Allah is saying for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever will follow you, they are following me. Where? Nabi is Nabi. Baadars, Khuda, Buzur, Tuhi, Qista, Mukhtasa. But compared to Allah, the whole creation. But Allah is telling Nabi alayhi salat, whoever will follow you, they have followed me. What the position Allah gave to our Nabi, and where we are relegating our Nabi. The kuffar, they go for their walks with their dogs in the morning and evening. The dog is walking in front, where the dog want to urinate, want to defecate. Do number two, they still stand with adab behind their dog. Dog, till it is finished. They make the dog their imam. And we are those people that we made those people who made dogs their imam. We made them our imam. How my house must be like that. My dressing, the fashion, the brand names, the sports, what all their filthy, stupid sports, that I have to be immersed in that. I have to know. We pick the teams. Nobody is going to listen to us. But we are sitting and pitching the team, and we're giving reasons why this player cannot be picked, why he should be picked. Allah save us. Allah told Wal Fajr, Allah took qasam, you got one more day in your life. Do what you can do. Allah took qasam of the time of Fajr. You can erase your whole past in this one day you have got. Allah took qasam of Asr, Wal Asr. This on track Basr. When it's the Asr time, the sun is just going down. You got no time left now. Now do little, you have got very little time. Allah took qasam on that time also. They don't waste time now. You had the whole day, and that also. Now Asr time has come already. Our evening of our day, of our life, is today. About a month ago, we were in Durban. They took us to meet one family where they lost a boy, 19 years old, healthy, gymming, jogging, everything. And they all took the vaccine. The boy went just normal for jogging, everything, jumping. And then he dropped his few friends at their places. He came home, told his mummy, he's not feeling well or something. He just said something like, middle of the night, he's calling out for his parents. Then the mother came, he's calling for his father. But the mother came, and she's sitting with him, and he's insisting, my father must come. My father said, what must I come now? Your mother is there, and whatever, your medication, he sent it also. But then he had to go. Then after, he says, I'm leaving the world. A healthy boy, 19 years old, gone to Allah's rahmat. So what time of our lives have we got? And we know, every day we're hearing, and we get shocked, this young person, that person, that healthy person, but we are not preparing. So Allah, give us tawfiq, and let us understand our deen. Today is the time also that Allah Ta'ala guide us, our madrasa, yeah, Darul Uloom, all the madrasas, that what we must correct ourselves. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written a beautiful principle that if a person didn't bath for long, 6 months he didn't bath, he didn't change his clothes also, lice will come in his clothes. Now it isn't that because there are lice in the clothes, to take off the clothes and throw them away. No, take out the problem, take out bath now, wash your clothes and make them clean. So in our madrasas, in our institution, also dirt comes in. And it comes, dirt is all the time. You cleaned your house thoroughly, spick and span, shining, and nobody used it. And you say, now for good, my house is clean. It's not clean. You have to clean it again. Your garden, you trimmed it, you molded the lawn, you did everything. My garden is done now. 1 month I don't have to worry. 1 year I don't have. It can't be. Immediately if the effects come already. With our lives and our institutions also. So a lot of dirt and filth comes in, which we must be careful of. And this is in the makatib also. And one particular thing which complaints are coming, that's why I'm speaking about it. And we try and verify also all, not just somebody said something, we just take it, but we verify. Is one of the things is our parda system is gone haywire. That the boys and girls, the upper, and as one alim told, the appas and papas who are meeting in the madrasas, and then the babas which come after that, all the problems, and the babas which come, the terrible problems when it gets exposed. We are all sitting here, we are comfortable with one another, we'll be just now making zuhar, inshallah, all of us got wudu, we'll be making namaz, but there is napa, blood is flowing in our body. All of us. But as long as it's covered, it's inside, no problem. We can make namaz, go for hajj, kiss Hajar al-Aswad, no problem. But a small pin prick, and the blood flows from there. Now you can't make your namaz. Now go and make wuzu. Now you can't, you are not fit for namaz now. So as long as the dirt which is hidden, but when it comes out, and it comes out at times, and then you're not fit to show your face to anyone. You don't know where to hide your face. And that madrasa, and that maktab, and that institution that was made with so much of sacrifice and brought to such a level. But when shaitan just pricks it and breaks the veil and let the dirt come out, now you don't know where to hide your face. many imams of masjid, especially in country town, very free with all the women in the town, speaking to them. And such a person is a broad-minded person. We like this Maulana. He's very broad-minded. He speaks to us freely. And we chat with him also. We joke with him also. This is all totally haram in shaitan's trick. And cases come from time to time that the evil consequences of all this, then years of efforts all just washed away. Shaitan is our enemy. Let us take him as our enemy. Similarly, complaints have come that many parents also, today the students come complain of the ustad. Ustads are teaching us wrong things. They are to encourage us for university education, etc. The filth and dirt of secularism, of that filthy lifestyle. Ustads were supposed to teach the kitab, and they are encouraging that. Ustads are teaching going for therapies, and all the total haram therapies. Only given the veneer and the covering of Islamic names, but inside, worst kufr of the Jews, of their Kabbalah, of their all the haram, what they do, witchcraft, all the terrible magic that is coming now. A young girl, 21-year-old girl, caught up, taken by her friend, duped and doped with liquor. And then tearing her clothes, and she has become Allahu Akbar. And so let us be careful, awake to this, take out the lice from our clothes, take out the dirt which has come in our madaris, and parents also, the children, they see the true life. The parents are telling them, you're too strict, you are too orthodox. Advises her sister that I'm the mother, you don't interfere. I will say what I say you must do, and you don't interfere with her. And with her they were strict, but how in heart, the heart, Allah is muqallib al-qulub. One doctor explained to us of Lahore, he said that when they do heart operation, sometimes they take out the whole heart from the body, and they got it on a platter or whatever, and they're working on it. And that heart, not for a single split moment, is at ease. It's moving all the time. That is what is qulub. It's moving. It's changing all the time. And hearts are like that. Hey, the hidayat one moment, and what gumrai the next moment. Only ya muqallib al qulub, sabbit qulubana ala dini. Ya musarrif al qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'ati. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. It's only هب لنا, that is a gift, that hidayat from Allah, and continuous hidayat is a gift from Allah. It's not our birthright. How many people, poor people, are non-Muslims, that Allah gave us iman and our whole life to stay on this iman. It's a dua, Allah, hab lana min ladunka rahma. And then again, innaka antal wahhab. You are the giver of gifts. The real giver of gifts is Allah Ta'ala. And the real gift is of iman, and to be firm on iman. Otherwise, hearts just change. So with our children, with our students, let us make sure that the pure deen, the sunnah, the ta'aleem of hadith and Quran, nothing can be superior than Quran and hadith. And we encouraging this all filth and dirt of the Western world, the world of monkeys and apes and snakes and donkeys. We encouraging that for our, and on the platform of our deeni platform. And this way, pardagi, and mixing freely. Hey, where girls and boys, just from closed doors, one enters this side, the other that side. And also one thing we have to be very careful where shaitan dupes us, that the woman just got a niqab. One place in one country we were, and our host, the family, as we were called, pious lady, doing lot of dini work also. At the airport, many other people came and see us off also. She's got her niqab, and she's in and out of the man. Hey, I'm in parda. So that is not parda, just putting a niqab, wearing a cloak. That is not parda. Our old ladies, they didn't wear cloaks and that. But they hid the true parda. They shouldn't mix with men. Where they hid to speak, they should hide themselves and they should speak. But today, brazenly, openly, that as in some madrasas, the complaint comes that the appas and the papas, they got one another's phone numbers also. And they very free with one another, casual talking, joking with one another. And it's all with innocence, that me, shaitan can't interfere with me. Whereas the hadith tells us of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that shaitan runs in your body, how blood flows in your body. And you don't know when that pin prick will come out, and then that dirty blood will come out. And then you don't find a place to hide your face also. So Allah guide us, and we don't close the madrasas. Don't say they don't condemn them. Don't criticize them and make people lose hope. Take out the dirt from there. That is all we have to do. And that is happening all the time. Oxygen in our body, our blood is getting contaminated. When it's working and cleaning all the body, then all the carbon dioxide is coming. Continuously Allah has made the system, take out the carbon dioxide and take in fresh oxygen. And the same blood, renew it again. Like brand new blood, again the body is working again all the time. You get tired, you take your sleep, again you are fresh. And at the time it comes, your brain, you just switches off. It doesn't want to function at all. So tired you are. So take your rest, you get up again. Again you start. So our madaris are a very important institution. There is no question of that now, close the madaris or anything. But take out the dirt from them. Parents who have got this, and we are encouraging our children on dunya and on the wrong things, take out all those things. Keep our akhirah. What is the value of akhirah? This dunya, whole world can compare to one, subhanallah. Let us get our priorities in order. Allah guide us all, and let us see deen and see reality as it's supposed to be. Let us be miftahul lil khair, and keys of goodness, and mighlaqul lishar, and we close the doors of evil. And let us not be a miftahul shar, that we are opening the doors of evil in our dini institutes as parents to our children, and we are opening, and we become mighlaq lishar, mighlaq lil khair, and we're closing the doors of goodness for our children. May Allah guide us all. And one very important last thing, inshallah, holidays are coming. Even if we have booked up in places, cancel those bookings. Go in jamaat, go masturat jamaat, and otherwise, go and visit the family. A thing that is gone out of us. My mother-in-law should become very angry on us, that where are you people going here and there? He say, and you going to see animals. Go to see human beings. And mashallah, she was a very pious, learned lady. But she say, you sit with human beings, you learn all the time. When you sit with people, all your discussions, you get not to learn all the time. But we giving preference to animals, giving preference to go and see the big hole, to go and see some mountain, to go and see some sand and stone, some achievement here. You sit with human. And today family ties are breaking. The enemy is bent on breaking family ties. Let us build. Go and visit the family. Go around to the family. Open our houses to the family. We build big houses because we get a lot of visitors. But when they got built, we show them the road to the hotels and to what bed and breakfast, B&B. All that we show them, a good one here and a good one there. Our houses, Mana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that our work of tabligh, the object of it is that all hotels must close. That people will go to the railway stations, bus stops, and any outsiders that come, my house is available. And they'll fight with one another, you come and stay by my place. And this was what the hajis at one time. The people of Makkah should go to Jeddah, to all the entry ports of Saudi, and all the hajis coming, they should fight with one another. That you coming to stay with me. A whole Hajj period, and people should go for 6 months, 1 year at that time, 2 years they should go, you my guest. All, so this should be our condition. Allah, let us come back to Sunnah. The greatest solution is Sunnah. And to come on Sunnah, the easiest, enjoyable, palatable way is Salawat al-Nabi. Read Durood Sharif, make it our point 100 times every day, and see how Sunnahs will come. Allah give us tawfiq.